ready?
Hello!
We are here with Boy Oh Boy Conversations with Gray and JC Grayson.
JC.
What's up, man?
You know, you asked me that before the podcast too, and we're not really a ton.
I don't think I said what's up, man, before the podcast.
Similar sentiment.
I mean, very similar sentiment, but I believe it was something closer to the effect of how you doing, or what's, maybe I said what's up, but I don't think I said a man. It would have just been too friendly, and I fake my friendliness on the podcast, you know, and that's how I'm able to flag these things.
Mm.
Yeah. In real life.
Either way, the answer doesn't really change.
The names I call you in real life when I address you, you know?
No, they'd probably get us taken down from Spotify.
Oh, not even a question about it. But Gray the Gray, working is what you've been doing.
Yeah, mostly work. I've been doing some fun stuff too. Just hanging out, doing my thing.
You mean to tell me you're working and you're playing?
Not a lot of playing, but you know. Oh.
Well, relative to how much play you've been getting recently, it seems like a lot.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so. I'm by that, it's just I've had more time to kind of like relax and chill. My work hasn't been quite as busy. It's going to pick up again here very, very soon.
Doubt it.
But at least right now, I'm like kind of hitting a chill point, which is nice.
Yeah.
I will say over the weekend, I went to Blue Sushi, which is up in the Domain. Have you ever heard of it?
Sorry, I was mid-yawn. I've not. I don't know of a single sushi place, if I'm being honest. It's just never been my thing.
Oh, well, I quite like sushi. The old wife, the old ball and chain, she also quite likes sushi.
Oh,
so I figured it'd be a fun thing to do. Because we were going to return my wedding ring, just because I didn't like it. I think I told you about this.
Oh, my God. No, you did not.
My wedding ring, like, the size was good and everything like that, but it was just so thin. It was, like, paper thin.
Did she pick it out? Like, tinfoil.
We picked it out together, but we just, like, kind of did whatever and didn't really pay attention to what we were ordering too much. Because it was just a gold band, you know? Like, why are we fixating on this type of thing?
Well, because sometimes you return it because you don't like it.
Yeah. And it was the last day to return it. So we had to make it, like, our way down to the store to get that in. Which we did. It was totally fine. They haven't processed the refund yet, but those things normally take time. So, like, I ain't stressing.
Do you get a new timer now for your new ring?
Well, I didn't do like an exchange or buy a new ring yet. I haven't bought a new ring. I'm wearing a placeholder ring right now that was just like a cheapo costume jewelry one from Amazon.
Okay.
Which like it's doing the job. I'm just undecided of what I want my ring to look like, and that puts me in a challenging situation.
And this will be what you wear on your finger forever?
Exactly.
Fuck. I mean,
so like I want it to be good.
You could do the cheesy shit of like getting it tattooed on you.
Yeah, no shot.
Yeah, I mean it's a finger tattoo as well. It would suck. Go ornate. Go ornate and colorful, I think. Something that'll clash with every outfit.
That's a good idea.
Thank you. I'm picturing a bright red that you can't turn your eyes away from.
Well, funny you mentioned red because Issa's birthstone is a ruby. I considered getting a ring with a ruby in it.
Oh, my God.
But, like, a little ruby maybe in, like, a gold band. But, like, I'm torn between, let me just go straightforward, simple, just get a different gold band that's thicker and, like, just fits a little bit nicer. And then also, like, let me go all out. Let me pick out a ring that really speaks to me that I really love. And I don't have a ring that I love.
Oh. I was going to say, simply do both and then swap it out on the days when you're like, it's time for my gaudy ring, you wear your gaudy ring. And when it's time for your subtle ring, you wear your subtle ring. I know you're a man of means.
Yeah, that's a little above my means. That's a lot of money to spend.
Okay, fair enough. Wait, so right now you're just sauntering about, going to work with a costume ring on?
Yeah.
And no one's really noticed?
Well, it's not like anyone's really looking.
Well, that's what I mean. Then just stay with that. Save the money. It's a funny story.
Nah, it's the ring I'm going to wear for the rest of my life. I want it to be nice.
But that's the thing. Whenever it breaks, and it surely will, simply get a new one. It's back to perfect condition. You can't get nicer.
Nah.
Okay. We're just throwing out ideas.
Bad ones, I'd say. But
it was a singular idea. I mean, the bad doesn't need to be plural.
Bad ideas.
That's not nice.
I'm hearing nothing but bad, awful.
I thought ideas. It was a good idea when I suggested bright red. Like a waxy-looking red wing?
Ring. Like if you took the baby bluebell wax and then molded it into a ring.
What's baby bluebell?
I don't really know where I, but like the little cheese wheel things, the mini cheese wheels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could just buy one of those and shape it into a ring, I guess. Use some super glue. That's not bluebell, though.
I honestly don't know what it is. I started stringing words together that felt right.
Yeah, because I really wanted to go with you and be like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. We're in the same club. But, I mean, baby bluebell sounds like the miniature ice creams that you buy the big bag of and you give to little kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just way off. And I'll acknowledge that. Like, I'll confess. I'll admit to it.
I'm just going to type in red cheese circles on Google, and we're going to see what's happening. Oh, well, you weren't so far off. They're called Baby Bell.
Baby Bell. I just threw in a blue. It wouldn't make sense for it to be called blue, given that they're red.
But there could be some irony there. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, your name's Grayson, but you're quite pale and tan in complexion, not gray.
How am I both pale and tan?
Okay. So I'm thinking the color tan and the complexion pale. You know?
That's kind of a lot.
Like, if you took the tan Crayola colored pencil, but you shaded very lightly. Honestly, nah, just get, like, the pink one and shade lightly.
Yeah, it's probably more accurate.
Just get pink. Okay. Either way, not gray. You take the gray colored pencil, that's not going to look like you.
What about that is ironic, though?
Oh, it's ironic. He's called gray, but he's actually pinkish in hue. Oh, it's ironic. It's called baby bluebell, but it's actually baby red in hue.
You know, I think we may just have different definitions of irony.
I would laugh if I noticed that. I would laugh, and I'd laugh, and I'd start singing that song by Alanis Morissette. So maybe different definitions and also different reaction. To, well, irony.
Yeah, no, we may just be way off base.
Maybe you just don't. I honestly, what I think this is, the reason that you're not willing to follow me here and engage me in this conversation about it being ironic, well, you're engaging me, just not in the way I'd like, is because I think you're embarrassed that you thought those red balls of cheese were actually blue.
You know, I'm not a real irony enjoyer is what it is.
And that's embarrassing, okay? But you enjoy the cold, hard facts, okay? You want as straight and narrow of a presentation as possible.
Cold hard facts, like that it's actually called Baby Bluebell.
No, that's not a fact.
Hard facts.
No, that was just a misinterpretation. You were just mistaken. It was a slip of the mind. Unless it was cold intentional, in which case I'm going to have to listen back to this conversation and retrace every step with that knowledge.
Cold hard facts.
Fuck. Well, let's talk about the cold hard facts, Grayson. I finally got the Darkrai trading card I've been pulling for in Pokemon Trading Card Game Online on mobile.
That's for the past a pretty
4 or 5
W.
months. Thank you. I will say this was a topic for the podcast 3 weeks ago. Just never got
you
to
just
it.
For more?
Yeah, that's true. I've had this Darkrai for a while now. And let me be frank, let me be clear, let me be a tad ironic. I did not pull it. I just opened so many packs, the game was like, here's enough points to buy it. So I purchased the card. I didn't actually get it from a pack.
That's honestly kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. But I recorded it. I recorded it so that you guys could see it all. I sent it in the Pokemon group chat.
That's very kind of you. Thank you. I do have a question for you related to the Pokemon trading card game, JC. Yes. And you noticed this on my list. I want your thoughts on the new temporary pack.
Okay, so in Pokemon Trading Card Game Online... shut up. Okay, sorry. I almost let my temper get the best of me. In the new mobile game, Pokemon Trading Cards, they added a temporary pack where every single one you open, you're guaranteed at least one EX card, which are usually quite rare, wouldn't you say, Grayson?
Yeah, no, I have had terrible luck, so I hardly ever get an EX card.
Yeah, so this is a guaranteed way. It's instead of the usual six cards per pack, it's four, and you're guaranteed at least one EX. And then there's other stuff, too. They're, like, still full arts and full art EXs and shinies, I do believe. So
they also have, cool. Like, specialty versions of a lot of the full arts, which honestly look sick.
But I will say, it does feel a little weird, and I don't want to say jumping the shark necessarily, but... to have so many EXs now does feel a little cheap. We're devaluing this. And at first, I thought it was a much cooler concept than it really is because it has an expiration date on it. Normally, the packs are there forever. They're perpetual. At least as of right now, we think they are. But this one has a clear deadline for how long you can open the EX packs. And I thought it was saying that the pack expires at midnight last night. I thought this pack was only going to be available for like a day and a half before it goes away forever. And at that point, I was really into it. And I was trying to pull and pull and pull and pull. But now, we're decently into the first day of October, past midnight, and the pack is still up. I misread. It goes away at the end of October, not yeah. The end of September. So there's a whole month to just get EX after EX after EX. I want to be guaranteed at least 60-some-odd EXs by the end of the month.
Honestly, kind of foolish on your part to think that.
What?
It was foolish on your part?
No, I mean, I heard the words. I just don't understand them.
To think that it would only last for a day?
Oh, I thought you meant foolish for me to assume I will get 60 EXs.
No. That makes complete sense. Okay, like, that's just accurate.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It just feels like something that should only last a day. IMO.
I'm fine with it lasting a month. Honestly, I think overall I am pro this.
Okay.
I don't really understand why. I think part of it is that I've just been in such a like terrible dry spell of pulling cards.
Aww.
That this just feels like a moment of relief. But then also like I get it from the standpoint of they want people to play the actual battle game. Like if you joined right now, there's no way to like catch up with the people who have been pulling for months and months and months.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I've been wanting to make a deck that involves Giratina for so long now, but I only have one Giratina EX, you know what I mean? So I'm hoping that this EX pack yields me at least one so I can start using that competitively. But it is, it's hard.
But now you have like a little ketchup. You got a little ketchup for your mayonnaise.
Yeah, I guess so. And then it doesn't even look cool because it's just like the regular EXs. So you're not getting anything special, I guess. It's like
I mean, the special ones are special.
Oh, yeah. There's like a full art Darkrai, a new full art Darkrai that I need to get.
Get on it, brother.
I'll try my best.
You got a month.
Yeah. No, I guess. Should I just pay to win?
It seems the only solution at this point. Okay. Yeah.
Good. When the game makes it easier for you to succeed, that's the point at which I break. Yeah. What? Well, they've made the game much easier all of a sudden, and now is when I choose to pay?
Well, but it's a timed event, JC. If you don't spend the money now, when are you going to spend it?
Oh, you know what? These guys are bitches. They did intentionally start it a day and a half before the new month to trick a bunch of dumb suckers like me who are like, oh, there's only a day and a half left. Let me spend all my money because I only have a day and a half to do it. You know, there has to be at least one person out there one child who made that mistake.
JC, I'm going to be so real with you. I think you're the one person who thought that.
No, because it makes so much more sense that this EX pack would only exist for a couple days. The fact that it would be around for a month is a little crazy. Not a bad thing, necessarily, but definitely a crazy thing.
So, in the game that has only ever had permanent packs, you think it's crazier to have a pack that lasts a month than a pack that lasts a day?
Yes.
No.
And then what they could do is instead of like every month coming out with a new pack, maybe like every 3 or 4 months, you put this temporary pack back up for grabs. You know what I mean? And so like it's a nice little like break for all the developers, because they can be like, let's just do the EX pack again this month. You know, and they have it run for like a day and a half.
Or they just let it run for that month.
Oh, that would be so lame. So like multiple months of the year, it's the same EX pack? They better do some like different ones.
I don't know.
Like,
but if you're saying a break for the developers.
But yeah, but if it's a break for the developers, do it in a way that'll keep the fans enticed. This will just stir, I don't know, dismay and dissension.
I haven't checked the subreddit, you know? Like, maybe the subreddits are up in arms.
There's flames, an uproar, I'd say.
But, like, I kind of doubt that.
Well, you talk to me after you speak to a couple of Redditors, okay? Because that's all I talk to all day long.
And are they up in flames?
Note. Yep. Dumb question, of course. They're all saying, no, they're probably going to bring this back in a few months. And they're all whining and they're whining about it, but rightfully so. I'm just looking out for the developers of Pokemon TCG Mobile.
You want to see them succeed.
I mean, I think so. They've never done anything to necessarily wrong me. They made me wait a long time for this Darkrai card that I bought, but otherwise...
That was kind of crazy on their part.
It was, but they've also instead given me like 7 immersive Dialgas. So, I shouldn't be without gratitude.
Do you actually have 7?
I combined a bunch of them to get all these special effects on the Dialga. You know what I mean? So, I do believe 7's the total I've collected. I think I'm actually sitting at 3 in my collection, though, because I've consumed 4 of them.
I see.
Yeah. I've also added special fancy effects to, was it my Darkrai EX? Because I got so many of him. It's like the basic Darkrai EX.
Yeah.
Yeah. But... shout out to the Darkrai card. It was all worth it. Every time I look at it, I say, yay. Ooh. They're probably so jealous I have this card. But then the thought does creep in. Fraud, loser. You had to buy it with points.
I think that's rational. Just because of the accuracy of it.
Thank you.
You are a bit of a fraud for it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess, if anything, I'm, how you would say, self-aware.
You know, JC, I never got to the point of the whole returning the ring story.
Oh, okay. I noticed how you skirted that question, but continue.
I'm going to be honest. I've already forgotten the question. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue with the ring story. We went to return the ring because it was too thin. Originally, we were going to exchange it for just a thicker ring with the same company, but they were way up charging us in person, and I don't really understand why, or if the people who were like processing it just didn't get the stuff on their screen. Because the way that they were doing it, the exchange was going to cost as much as just buying the new ring.
Oh.
I was like, that's absurd. We ultimately opted to just return the ring for that reason, which I think is pretty rational, because worst case scenario, we just go back and buy it later.
I guess.
For way less.
Yeah.
All that to say, while we're up there, because it's up at the domain, we just figured... Or I just figured I'll take my lovely, beautiful wife to one of her favorite sushi spots, Blue Sushi. Oh, Little did I know, they have a Sunday happy hour, all day happy hour.
What?
And so this very nice sushi place, we walked out of there, our bill was like $60 for the both of us.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I think that was great because we got like four rolls, an appetizer. I got some sake, which was great.
Sunday's a crazy day for that too. I feel like a lot of people are at the Domain on a Sunday.
Yeah. But shout out to the Blue Sushi Happy Hour. That was great.
Hell yeah. Again, I wish I were a sushi enjoyer to, you know, stimulate you in this conversation, but I've never even had the vegetarian sushi, Grayson.
I will say, of the sushi places I've gone to, they have a very large selection of vegetarian sushi. So if you do ever want to try a sushi place, maybe like look up their menu and see if anything intrigues you.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of rice. I'm not a big fan of seaweed. I'm not a big fan of avocado. It doesn't seem like it's heading in a good direction for me just right off the bat.
Yeah, off rip, you just removed most of sushi.
Yeah, but if they have like bread sushi, where it's like bread and cheese, maybe, that I could get behind.
I'm going to be honest, I don't think that's a thing anywhere.
Ah. Well, I'll have to look into maybe getting into the sushi industry is what it sounds like.
Well, at that point, are you making sushi?
I'll figure it out.
Why not get into the either bakery or cheesemonger trade?
Because every bakery and every cheesemonger is using bread and cheese. Clearly not every sushi maker is using bread and cheese.
That's going to be your competitive advantage.
It'll be my niche, yeah. Maybe hot sauce? Is hot sauce part of sushi?
I guess it could.
Okay, yeah, I'm thinking like some Frank's Red Hot. On cheese and bread.
So, and like, then, just a spicy grilled cheese.
Oh, that's not a bad idea, but no, I'm talking about sushi.
What exactly is going to make it sushi?
So, I've never had sushi before, so I'm not really the person to be asking that question. Maybe you need to look inward for that one. Okay.
I don't have an answer, though. I was looking for some insight from the man joining the industry.
You're just not an innovator like I am. And maybe you're trying to take my idea and you're trying to undercut me. And I don't want you to undercut me.
Undercut?
Yes. So I'll figure it out. I'll give you a taste once I've gotten it patented.
Once you have it patented, I can try it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's pretty exciting. Yeah. I look forward to that.
That's awesome. I'm happy that you are looking forward to it. One thing I'm horribly unhappy about, Grayson, and this has also been on my list of topics for about 3 weeks now, it's just finally, maybe I've done enough healing and grieved enough to finally be able to feel comfortable talking about it on the podcast.
Is it the AC thing?
No, I can't talk about that too. There have been a bunch of topics I just have neglected over the past month that we're finally getting to today. We'll get back to the AC thing. Instead, it's the fact that when we were in Chicago, I made a loan purchase on that trip as far as memorabilia and souvenirs go. And that loan purchase was a blue and white trucker hat from the Mindy's Bakery.
Mm-hmm.
Grayson, a few Sundays ago, I went out with Brandy, my mother, and my father. I woke up the next day, looked at my closet, looked in my closet, in fact, glanced at the wall and noticed there was an empty spot. And that empty spot indicated to me there's a hat gone from my hat collection. And I looked all over, far and wide, and I said, what hat is missing? What hat is missing? And it struck me, I am missing the Mindy's Bakery hat. And I brought it out with me the day prior with Brandy and my parents. I called everywhere. I went everywhere. Cosmic Coffee. Did I go anywhere else? Pins. Mechanical Company, where they have little games and bars and Jew Boy sliders. I called these locations. I went to the locations. I said, excuse me, do you have a lost and found? And when they say, well, what are you looking for? And I say, a blue and white trucker hat that says Mindy's Bakery on it. They look at me a little nicer because it's really specific. I'm not trying to steal anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they can't find it. They don't have it in either lost and found. Also, fuck them for not having working phones, both businesses. I had to go in person for all this. I've actually gone to the Pins place multiple times because I'm like so confident I left this hat at Pins. So I went there multiple times. And I guess a bit of additional and necessary context is the fact that these hats are the first merchandise Mindy's Bakery has ever sold. They've only went on sale a few months ago. And they don't sell them online. So there's no way for me to really even get a replacement outside of being in Chicago or having someone in Chicago to buy it for me. And even then, at that point, it's still another $35. I lost a $35 hat within weeks of getting it when I was very
attached to it. That is actually a crazy price for a hat.
Yes. So, like, I would, after exhausting all of my resources in the search for the hat, I would at this point buy another, but Mindy's doesn't offer that service. Instead, there's one person on eBay who's scalping them and advertising them as CM Punk hats. And he's charging $70. And I'm not paying $70 for the Mindy's Bakery hat. Okay? Not my second one, at least.
Honestly, insane business model, and I love it.
No, he's an asshole. Or she. They are an asshole. So I don't get my Mindy's hat, and I am sad.
That is kind of heartbreaking.
Thank you for acknowledging my heartbreak. Do you have any words of encouragement potentially?
No. There's really no coming back from this. It's over. You're cooked.
You should have told me this weeks ago. I went to fed the gone. If you told me it was over, it's not worth it at this point. And I could have ended stuff weeks ago. Do you know how much you would have saved me? In time and effort and all of it? This sucks.
Probably a considerable amount, yeah.
Yeah. It's fucked up that you waited so long.
Like, it wasn't really my intent.
Because I fell asleep around 4 o'clock today. I woke up, thanks to your text message, at 5:58 asking if I'm ready for the podcast. Ends up being perfect timing because we record at 6. And I'm really trying my best to get out of bed, and I'm really struggling, but I respond to you and I say, basically, yeah, I'm good. I wasn't good, but I made myself good. I'm here for the podcast, but also, I shouldn't have slept for those 2 hours because I have my part-time job I still have to do. I have to make an action figure shirt that the deadline to ship out is tonight, and I have to take an exam for one of my classes. So,
brother, you're a little overbooked.
Well, not anymore. It's all over. You told me it's done. After the Mindy's Bakery hat, it's over. So I'm good at this point. It all just flew off my shoulder. Not flew. It all just melted off my shoulders. Down my shoulders. It burns.
Nah, just the Mindy Bakery thing. Oh. Like that's all that's cooked. So the other stuff, like, you still have those responsibilities.
I still have the other earthly responsibilities.
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't go away.
Do you think I should still just shirk them?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay. But if any of the relevant parties, like let's say my boss or the person who bought the shirt on eBay ask, I could simply say the Mindy's Bakery hat and all. And maybe give them – I'll just send them a clip from this podcast so I don't have to re-explain it, re-traumatize myself.
Yeah, no, that's probably responsible.
Thank you.
So the AC in Chicago, what's that about?
Oh, the AC in Chicago wasn't necessarily an issue. I'm talking about the AC when I got back from Chicago was an issue. We went on this trip to Chicago back in August. And when I come home, my AC wouldn't turn on, Grayson. It was just black. It was blacked out. The little screen. It's a touch screen. You touch it and it turns, you know, it turns on and then you can adjust the thermostat, right? It was just black.
You touch your thermostat to turn it on?
They do.
How do you touch it?
I touch it with care. tenderness, but I also, I need to get what I want out of it as well. You know what I mean? And in this instance, I was not getting what I wanted out of it. It was dead.
And so it's not like emotional, it's transactional, that tender touch.
With the thermostat?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm not touching it tenderly if it's dead. I'm punching it if it's dead, you know? I'm screaming at it. I'm saying, why won't you work? Why won't you work? You're useless. You're useless. And I punch it with both hands. It's been a rough couple months.
I can tell. JC, I had a tech moment. Like, you have tech moments here recently?
Okay.
And I don't think it was because of technology. I very much think it was because of what I was trying to do with the technology that it frustrated me so much.
Okay.
Because, like, with you, you'll just get frustrated if technology doesn't work. I typically don't have that
printer at my work today. I got so frustrated with it, I pushed it and pulled it in a way I really shouldn't have, and parts popped off of the printer at work. And then when housekeeping came by later in the day, they were sweeping up, and my nurse, my charge nurse, Britta, she looked down and she said, "That's a part from the printer you broke off," and she picked it up and showed it to me. It was a large piece of the printer.
So, case in point, you have a lot of frustrations with technology. Mine was not to that level. I did not break anything, thankfully. But I was trying to download my tax forms. Why does every tax preparation software make that impossible? It's unbelievably frustrating. Like, it's my return. Just let me download it.
Put the power in your hands.
Like, they'll have, like, a download button, and the download button does not download it. And it doesn't help. This is my own mistake.
Okay.
I used one tax preparation software 1 year. I used a different one the next year, and then I used the first one the third year. I had to get 3 years of tax returns. Yeah,
faithless fool.
And the first software, like, it seems straightforward because you could get it to the, like, download screen and pull up the PDF of it, but then, like, it would not save onto anything.
Oh.
In a PDF format. Which is very annoying. Eventually got that solved. It was fine. But the one in the middle was driving me crazy. Because every time you would go to the tax form for that year, it would go through the whole process of filing your taxes and act like you hadn't filed your taxes already. Like, it would do all the questions and all the blah, 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 blah. To, like, as if you were filing it again. And it's like, no, I did this 2 years ago. Just let me download it. And then even if you did, like, try and answer all the questions, or, like, you skipped ahead in the questions because they had, like, a little progress bar thing and you could skip ahead and you can go to the different section. Even if you go to the very end, it was like, okay, it's time to file your taxes now. Here's how you can pay for the filing. I was like, I don't need to pay to file it. I filed it 2 years ago. Just let me download the thing I filed 2 years ago.
And they wouldn't?
No!
Bitches.
And I don't get it!
So what do you do?
Eventually I found a different link that wasn't the download link that just populated a view-only version of the PDF. Because here's another thing. Why would I ever want a view-only version of the PDF? It's literally a PDF version of it that has a watermark that just says view-only on. In what universe would I ever want that? For my own tax document.
Maybe one day when you're older and you're just reminiscing.
But if you go to the section for that and then back out to, like, the... Not, like, hit the back arrow, but, like, if you go to the page prior, then there's a download link for the unedited form.
Oh, and then I got it. I see. I mean, I can't relate to this struggle, sadly, because I do defer to my mother, Heather, for my taxes every year, as you know. And every year I do get suspicious because I end up owing money. But I trust her. You know what I mean? So
I'm going to be honest, JC. That's baffling to me. I don't understand how you could owe money.
I mean, Hopefully I won't this year, especially since I'm like a student again. But yes, the past couple years I owed money. So
I guess maybe it makes sense with like your self-employment income from the t-shirt business, but I don't even know how much that could be.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never even heard of that kind of income existing.
So that's not even on the...
You're probably thinking of Steven.
Mm.
He likes action figures. I think that stuff as well, you know.
Okay, so we're committing tax fraud is what I'm hearing.
What? Steven is?
Yeah, Steven.
Why are you saying we're when it's about Steven? Are you helping Steven commit tax fraud?
I'm going to be so honest with you, JC. If you're not reporting that, there's no universe in which you should be owing money when you file your taxes.
I pay the tax. It's because it's all through eBay. They tax the shit out of that stuff. So I don't think I make above the eBay threshold to file for my taxes, because eBay never sends me the form to be like, put this in your goddamn taxes. You know what
no
I mean?
No 1099?
No. No, I'm not making enough. And I strategically made low enough money through DoorDash so that way I wouldn't get one either. And, you know, that's that.
In the industry, we always make the distinction, in the video game industry, of course.
Of course.
Between tax evasion and tax avoidance.
Ooh,
and it sounds like you've cleverly avoided taxes, not evaded taxes.
Yes, you know how clever I am with my finances.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I don't just let it all sit in the bank. And that's the thing. If the government was ever like, JC, you've been avoiding paying taxes, I would in earnestness be like, I'm sorry, and then just give them what's in my bank account, you know?
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Yeah, and like again, the hopefully enough money is sitting there where I'm like, just take what you need, you know? I'm not going to call their bluff. Like they're probably right. And I'm just, I don't know. Just let me keep enough money to keep paying my bills and to occasionally go to a concert. I'm going to be fine. Like, This job is so exhausting that I don't have enough time to spend my money, and I don't make much money, as we've discussed before. Like, I make less than I did at my last job, but I definitely have more money now because there's just less energy in my body and life to spend that money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's nice. Oh, and also the free lunches help. The free lunches from work also help with my pocket.
I'd imagine. I'd love to get free lunches at work. I spend so much money on the cafe at work, and it's not because the lunches are so expensive. It's because they have a baker there. Like, all she does for the cafe is the bakery stuff.
Hell yeah.
And it is so good. It's infuriating.
Do you think she'll maybe want to partner with me when I enter the sushi industry?
I sure hope so.
Okay.
Because everything she makes is good. I don't care what she makes. I buy it every time she sells it.
So like if one Without day bail. She said, I have sushi today, and it was surprisingly similar to a grilled cheese with hot sauce, you wouldn't complain. You'd say, I trust you implicitly.
Well, everything she sells is sweet, not savory, so I'd be a little surprised.
It's sweet hot sauce.
I mean, I would try it. She has yet to fail me.
Hmm.
I'm not exaggerating when I say the best cookie I have had in my entire life, she made.
Oh, my God.
It was a chocolate chip and toffee cookie. And it was an awe-inspiring experience.
I'm going to tell my grandma this news, and she will kill herself. But that's her decision to make.
I prefer she didn't, but...
Well, you're the one who had to break her heart like this.
It was not directed. I cannot
then take it undersell back, this say cookie. My grandma's butter cookies are better.
No. No.
The hell? So you don't care about her living?
I just can't lie.
You wouldn't
I
even tell a like white that. Little lie to save her life.
I can't do that. It would be so. The cookie was that good. It would just be so immoral. I couldn't do it.
And then you risk the baker at your job ending her life. And at that point, you do value her more than my grandma. Clearly.
I value the truth. And the truth is, that was the best cookie I've had in my entire life. And you think
the truth is that my grandma should end her life. I see how it is. That's fine.
Today at the cafe.
Okay.
They did fudge chocolate brownies. With like a melted chocolate sauce on top.
It's a lot of chocolate.
And the moment I saw it, I bought two. Just immediately. Off rip. Because, like if she makes something weird, I'll just buy the one. But if she makes something like that, and I can look at it and look and see visibly it's going to be good, I know it's going to be incredible. And it was. Yeah. It was so good. But that's already like a casual $7-$8 spent. $8 after tax, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's not a crazy price for two baked goods, but still.
I mean, of the things that they sell there, they're probably the like highest premium, like pricing. The most premium pricing.
She knows her worth.
Because the other food there, they have like restaurant quality meals. And it's like $9-$10 for the whole meal. Or like you can get a cheeseburger, fries, and a soda for like $6-$7. You know? Like the stuff there is pretty reasonably priced. Except for the baked goods. The baked goods are $3.50 every time, regardless of what it is. So that cookie that I got, that was the best cookie I ever had. It was one cookie that I paid $3.50 for.
I have a feeling that when we open up at your work, the sushi spot, we will probably be giving away our food for free for a little while just to build our customer base.
You're going to have some stiff competition.
Even when it's free?
Yeah.
Fuck. I hate this. Whatever. You never let me finish my story about the AC. After I
was there a story with it?
Yes. Because a couple days later, I put in a maintenance request. They come by and they fix it. But a couple days later, I go to grab some paper towels out I don't know. I ran out of paper towels. Maybe it was for a tattoo. Maybe it was for my kitchen. I don't know. But when I go in there, and I start reaching around for the paper towels because I keep industrial-sized boxes of toilet paper and paper towels in the closet under my AC, you know, in my AC closet. And when I reach around, and this gigantic thing of paper towels I just bought from Sam's Club for like $40, I'm realizing that all the completed, like full unused rolls of paper towels are awfully damp. And not only are they awfully damp, they're awfully heavy, like the weight of a brick, because apparently they've all been soaked with water. My closet below the AC is also where I keep every cardboard box I get, like when it comes in the mail, and I wait for it to like overflow, and then I finally walk it down to the dumpster. So this closet is full of like my suitcase and like a few other things, but primarily toilet paper, paper towels, and cardboard. I guess good thing for me it was, otherwise there would have been a flood in my apartment because every roll of toilet paper and every paper towel and every piece of cardboard was fucking soaked. And there was only like a few drops of water that actually managed to make it to the ground. Were all these,
I guess, items... that's a positive.
It is a positive. Like that is great. Cause I would have come back from Chicago to a gigantic puddle of water filling my apartment, you know, that wouldn't have been ideal. But instead I lost about like $50 or $60 worth of like paper goods.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I guess the maintenance would have been free though if there had been a flood. I gotta eat the loss on this. Someone asked if I have renter's insurance and I could get my money back that way.
Would you really leverage your renter's insurance for paper towel?
I think so. Why not? It was a lot of paper towels. Like, I just bought the, and it's a gigantic red box from Sam's Club. Like, it's not like a big package of paper towels. It's a big box of paper towels. okay? Like, it doesn't fit in my car. It does, but just barely. Big box of paper towels.
I think if I was running the insurance claim on that, I would just be baffled.
Why are you protecting the insurance company?
I'm not saying whether they should or shouldn't fill it. I would just be so utterly confused as to why anyone filed that.
Because they're sad about their paper towels and toilet paper. Toilet paper is expensive. That is still one of the things that I've been an adult for a decent while now. Still maybe one of the most shocking parts of adulthood. Toilet paper is so... Do you know how much of a toilet paper I wasted growing up? You know?
You just never knew.
No,
you never knew.
I wasted my parents so much money on like just using excess toilet paper. Oh, gotta blow your nose? Toilet paper. Oh, want it to be extra cushiony when you wipe? Just so much more toilet paper. I mean, they were already buying Charmin Ultra Soft, which is supposed to be cushiony to begin with. So it's not even like it's the shitty like single ply that I'm stacking up. But now I'm so sparing with my toilet. It's probably to an unhygienic level. I'm so sparing with my toilet paper. And so
you're so sparing. You're just walking around with poop cheeks.
Yeah. Because it's expensive. Am I wrong? I feel like I'm right.
I'm going to be honest, GC. I don't think it should come at the cost of just walking around with poopy cheeks.
Well, says you, Mr. GameStop, okay? All of us that work in the psych hospital, we all have shit in our ass.
You need to get yourself some wet wipes is what you need.
That is exponentially more expensive.
But you clean with so much less.
Yes, but even with that being the case, there's no way it's cost efficient. Like you, it might be an easier time, it might be a cleaner time. It is certainly not going to be a more cost effective time.
I'll be honest, it's not only an easier time and a cleaner time, it's just a darn good time.
That's freak.
It makes me feel just, better.
That's not
about
a sentence
my
freak
experience.
Would say. These are sentences freaks would say.
It makes me feel better about my pooping experience.
I mean, I'm happy that you found that. But again, you're speaking from a place of privilege, okay? I don't
have... You know who has the real poop privilege?
Who?
Steven.
Does he just not go?
He has a bidet.
Oh, okay.
That's poop privilege right there.
I see. Yeah, but I think he has one of, like, the Amazon bidets. It's not like it's built into his toilet, you know? Like, an Amazon... If you have to set up your own bidet, you really don't have that privilege. And that's just what I've always said on the matter.
You know, one thing that has always confused me is... Like, where is the bidet water coming from? Is it coming from the tank behind?
Oh, or from the shit water below?
I sure hope it's not coming from there.
I mean, it would feel a little counterintuitive, but if you're just ordering a cheap bidet off of Amazon, you get what you get, you know?
At that point, no one order it, right?
I don't know. I don't have a bidet. I don't even have the wet wipes. I'm just working with vanilla toilet. And toilet paper.
You're speculating about the elites with no experience.
Yes. I think it's much more likely that Steven just doesn't go. You know?
I mean, he does eat a lot of protein, and that can make you constipated, so...
Oh, that's tough. I was thinking in, like, you know, the Kim Jong-un, Dennis Reynolds way, where his body maximizes everything, like, perfectly. But you're saying...
Do you think Steven's body maximizes everything perfectly?
Yes. I look at him and that's the first thing that comes across. Okay? He walks down the street. Strangers know. They see it. They see that look in his eye. There's a confidence that he has that you can only have when your body perfectly balances its energy with its input.
Speaking of Steven, I was at Steven's place over the weekend. That was a good time.
Oh, shit.
Hung out with Will.
I didn't get the invite. I was kicked out of the... I got disinvited.
In fact, did get the invite.
Did I?
Yeah, no, I invited you.
When did you invite me?
We had this whole discussion because... And then you said you were going to be in San Antonio.
I mean, I was, in fact, in San Antonio for Zoe's birthday, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we talked about this.
But I thought it was like a, hey, are you available that weekend kind of situation. Not like a, I'm having a hangout at Steven's. Because obviously I would have ditched Zoe for Steven.
Well, you didn't, so.
Well, hindsight is the key, as they say.
But I hung out with Will. We had a pretty good time. Steven brought a friend over from the internet. That was something.
Oh, he told me that he had a friend over and that you had Wilson over.
Oh, yeah, Wilson came along.
The Wilson of it all sounds very fun. Apparently, he was just there to pregame for another party he was going to.
Yeah, and we played, like, a little board game. We played some Mario Kart, some Tekken Bowling, Soul Calibur. Naturally, there was a political part of the evening between me and Will.
I know, Steven told me.
Well, he called me a fascist. And Steven? Also, No. Will. He called me a fascist and then also said the only good fascist is a dead fascist.
Yo. Put that on a t-shirt.
That was fun.
Uh-huh. Did you agree with him? Did you say I am a fascist?
No.
Okay.
I'm
just okay. So maybe you changed his mind on you being a fascist before he wished death upon them all.
I did eventually get him to change his mind on me being a fascist.
Was it pre or post him announcing death to all of them?
Post. Post. In fact, by the end of it, he still wished death upon all the fascists.
Okay, but not you.
But not me.
Okay. I thought by the end of the evening, he still wished death upon you despite the change of heart. But no. You're in the clear.
I'm interested. How did Steven describe that?
Steven said that after... the other two people left and it was just you and them or him and you guys, the three of you, that it turned into the political part of the evening. And I don't even know. He was just, everything's a blur when Steven's telling me about stuff, you know, or like describing a story like that, because I doubt he was fully engaged with what was going on.
He was kind of falling asleep.
Yeah, so I'm getting like little like bits and pieces that stuck out to Steven. But really, I didn't even need him to tell me about it. I just need him to like vaguely describe what happened, and I'm on the exact same page. It's happened all too many times before. Like Steven and I we know.
I was very interested in the perspective and lens that Steven had on it.
He really didn't have much of one. Like there were some things that I that like just stuck out to him, like annoyed him, I guess. But like I don't remember what they are. I'm sure he'd be willing to share.
I'd love to get his perspective.
Well, give him a call.
I wonder what in all of it stood out to him.
I really wish I could remember like a single thing. Something he didn't mention Hassan at all, so that's a good sign, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I don't remember any Hassan talk.
That's good. And maybe that's all I really need to know. You know, that shows change in progress.
Yeah.
But did you enjoy your political conversation?
Well, apart from the parts where he wished death upon me, like, it was fine.
No, just the other fascists.
Yeah.
The fascists he likes are cool. You think?
Something like that.
We know Will as a notoriously violent human, so I would be fearful for my life if I were you.
It seems the only logical conclusion, yeah.
Do you think he would call me a fascist? Or would he say
he had a very loose tendencies? Definition of a fascist.
Okay. So there's a chance.
So, yeah, it's not outside the realm of possibility. Have you ever categorized something as us and them?
No.
Never.
No.
Okay, not a fascist. I've never even Congrats, said brother.
Those words before.
That was it. That was his definition of a fascist.
Yeah. I'm in the clear. You and Steven, oh, you guys are fucked.
I guess so, brother.
I can't wait for the day Steven invites us to his place and Will slaughters you guys. And I just get to sit there and laugh.
Oh, that's the day's coming.
That is gonna be epic. I don't know. I'm just staring at my list right now, my boy oh boy list. And part of it is about caffeine pills, Grayson. I didn't get to bring this up at any point, but I was considering buying caffeine pills because of how much I've been struggling with my energy and falling asleep of late.
Mm-hmm.
The sad thing is, okay, I'll get to the sad thing. A cool thing is HEB's caffeine pills, their own brand, are absurdly cheap. Like the same product from like a name brand or like that you buy on Amazon is like $15 to $17 for like the thing of pills. HEB is $2.50 for same potency, same number of pills, but they're just HEB brand. So I got kind of excited.
Say that one more time. What was the price points on each?
Like the ones that are from the name brands are like 15 to like 20 some odd dollars each, okay? For like this little capsule of caffeine pills. The HEB one for the same potency and same number of capsules is $2.50.
That's absurd.
But... yes, and I got excited. But what I did before I made the full purchase with my grocery order is I checked how much caffeine is in it in a single pill. And it's just as much as is in the Celsius, which is the thing I have to avoid because it makes my heart go, you know?
Wait, there's like 200 milligrams of caffeine?
That is exactly how many are in the caffeine pills.
That's a lot.
Yeah. And so I'm glad I checked it and I got to save myself the $2.50. I ended up not buying the caffeine pills. Instead, I opted for green tea extract pills, which are apparently an appetite suppressant and good for your heart. And it's a little boost of caffeine.
Hmm. Yeah. Has that helped?
I took it immediately before I fell asleep earlier. So
no, probably not.
No, but maybe I need to take it earlier in the day. I don't know. I have matcha. I should just be drinking my matcha, if I'm being honest. But
why have you not been doing that?
Because I was out of milk until I went to the grocery store. But now that I have milk, I've been forgetting that I have milk.
That's no good.
My grocery store trips are like once every month to, more realistically, what it was last time was a month and a half between trips because of the fact I get to eat every day at work. And so when I run out of milk, I'm out of milk, you know, for a while.
I'm very much the same way. I do not get groceries very often. And so, like, milk goes bad. Like, not either it all gets drank or it goes bad.
Yeah. That is how it goes. And so I always drink the almond milk because when the almond milk gets bad, it gets, like, it gets slimy. It's really disgusting. The taste isn't even that off, but the texture, it's like, it's heavy and slimy, the almond milk. It's unpleasant to even think of.
Yeah, well, almond milk to me is unpleasant to begin with, so yeah. Well,
that's because you're a fascist.
I guess so.
I hate doing this podcast with a fascist.
I'm glad there was some follow-up. I was about to ask, is there any follow-up on that?
Yeah. It really got me going.
Okay.
But no, the caffeine pills, I guess, are scary. That's a lot of caffeine.
Yeah, no, that's a lot.
Like, I don't know how much caffeine you need to take to, like, OD or, like, cause some serious issues. I can't imagine popping, like, five of those pills wouldn't do it, though, you know? You just, like...
it'd do something to you.
Insta-consume 1,000 milligrams of caffeine?
I've done more than 1,000 over the course of a day, but yeah, not like the speed that you could take five pills.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you've drunk enough alcohol in the course of a day that would kill me if I drank it all in one single, like, sitting. you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, but that's why we give ourselves time. And also, if you're drinking energy drinks and, like, coffee and stuff, it's being, you know, it's entering your body with other substance. It's not just straight caffeine being poured in, which the pills, I think, kind of are. It's just the caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they scare me now. They do. But if you want to take them, Texas is the place to do it. HEB sells them for so cheap.
I wonder what the pricing on Amazon, like if you could get an Amazon Essentials one.
Ooh, I wonder. The green tea extract is kind of expensive. I was a little dismayed. But whatever.
Listen, I know you're not going to like this idea, but you know how like nicotine pouches are a thing?
Okay.
There's caffeine pouches.
Mm,
and those are like 50 milligrams of caffeine, and it's kind of more slow release. So
I was looking at getting caffeine mints, but they were just really expensive. Where, I don't know, it was like $21 for 100 mints, and it's like, that just doesn't feel worth it. You know? Like, they're fucking mints.
Yeah.
But I was looking at alternatives, and I was hoping the green tea extract would be the move, but it hasn't been so far. And in reality, what it just needs to be is I come home, make myself my matcha, and I'll be fine. Like, just go to the grocery store and get more almond milk, bitch, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what I'll have to tell myself in the moments when I'm out. Because I can't keep doing this. I can't keep... Like, I have so much actually important and time-pressing stuff to do today. And I slept through 2 hours of it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Whatever. Grayson, is there anything else you want to talk about? We have a sunset to ride off into.
Man, is there anything else on my list?
X-Files, but that's on your list like every other week.
Okay, no, this is important. My wife is now watching it with me, and I'm so stinking thrilled.
What?
You know full well that was a point that frustrated me, was that she wouldn't watch X-Files with me, because I love that show. I just adore X-Files. And not only is she now watching it with me, but also we had her mom on FaceTime last night, and we were talking about that. And I was like, she's finally watching X-Files. And her mom was like, oh, yeah, X-Files is so great. Like, X-Files is a fantastic show. And I was like, see? I'm not crazy. This is a great show.
Shit.
So I felt very validated.
Does she value her mom's opinion?
Very much.
Oh, okay. So you're in the clear.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. That's so wonderful. I do worry. Is her mom aware of your... Well... I won't even call them tendencies. Is she aware that you're a fascist? That her daughter married a fascist?
You see, I'm not a fascist.
What? But Will... Remember, Will wants to kill you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still not a fascist.
Oh, okay. Well, suck. Like, if that comes out afterwards, after the murder, Will's going to feel so bad.
One would hope.
Fuck. He won't feel any remorse for the Steven killing, but I get that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Fair enough on that.
Yeah. Well, congrats on the X-Files.
Thanks.
How long of a show is that? Not, like, per episode, but like, how much of a commitment is it to watch it all?
A lot.
Okay. Never mind. I was going to ask how deep into it you guys are. I imagine not very.
Not very, no.
Shit. Did you ever even
finish? We're still in the first of, like, 11 seasons.
Was it Gilmore Girls? Is that what you were watching?
She started watching it without me.
No. The relationship is over.
So, frankly, I was distraught and heartbroken over that, and she just hasn't been watching with me since.
That's really rude.
I agree.
This sounds like it may be the beginning of the end, I fear. You know, we just have to be mindful and watch out for these signs. But she's withdrawing from the relationship, it sounds like.
The only logical conclusion.
I'm sorry, man. I'll watch Gilmore Girls with you.
Appreciate that.
I don't know with what time, but I'll do it.
Thanks.
We'll find the time.
Yeah.
You can FaceTime me when you're on your lunch break.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you. That does. Well, guys, the sunset, it's almost gone. We need to ride off. Otherwise, we're stuck doing an episode until the next sunset or sunrise. But, Grayson, let's get going.
Sounds good.
We have so much to attend to, so many things to do. And, well, we have to do it, unfortunately. Goodbye, everybody.
Adios!
The podcast you never heard of before on SoundCloud, iTunes, and so much more. Let Grayson and JC brighten your day with a little bit of commentary they have to say on Boy Oh Boy.